With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A gas leak in Snowmass Base Village yesterday forced the evacuation of around 175 people, but the leak itself was resolved before the afternoon was through. Alex Hager has the details.
It all started yesterday at 8:30 a.m. when Black Hills Energy received a call alerting them to the smell of gas in Snowmass Base Village. Even in the early hours of the situation, the utility company said it would all be resolved around 2 p.m. After evacuation and investigation, the leak was stopped at almost exactly 2 p.m. Carly West is a spokesperson for Black Hills. She says it all went according to protocol.
We brought in equipment to expose the line and isolate the downstream leak, at which point, once that had stopped the flow of gas, we were able to go in and make necessary repairs to the system to solve the overall problem.
Black Hills also gave glowing praise to the Snowmass Village first responders who secured the scene while they worked. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Tonight, a Holocaust survivor and psychologist speaks at Colorado Mountain College about healing from trauma. Kristen Kay has more.
Dr. Edith Hager is a survivor of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Her book, The Choice, Embrace the Possible, tells her story of recovery and forgiveness. It was selected by Colorado Mountain College as this year's Common Reader, a community reading program for faculty, staff, students, and community members. Jane Such is the college's Common Reader coordinator. She says Dr. Hager is an activist at heart who wants to bring people together.
She wants this story to be told for multiple generations, to understand, not forget, but also to find hope.
Dr. Hager speaks at the Spring Valley campus in Glenwood Springs tonight and at Battle Mountain High School in Edwards tomorrow. Both talks are at 7. Kristen Kay, Endless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The firefighters working to keep the Middleman fire in check were dangerously interrupted in their work yesterday. One of the public information officers for the fire, Lynn Lockwood, describes what happened.
We just had an illegal drone incursion, which means that someone with a drone flew into the temporary flight restriction and the airspace over the Middleman fire. This is dangerous for our pilots, and it means they have to shut down operations. So it's a big problem for us.
An especially big problem yesterday because the drone stopped Middleman firefighters from preparing for a predicted big wind event tonight on top of a cold front moving in. A forecast of winter weather is changing the work schedule of the Castle Creek Bridge in Aspen. Work that was to continue through Friday will now be delayed until next week. Traffic patterns will resume as normal the rest of this week, but when work resumes Monday and Tuesday of next week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., detours will be the same. Down Valley traffic will be rerouted to 6th Street to Power Plant Road, and Up Valley traffic will use Castle Creek Bridge with delays for outbound buses. Garfield County Sheriff has issued a pre-evacuation order for residents in the area of the Middleman fire. High winds are expected today and could cause the fire to spread dramatically and quickly. Residents were encouraged to evacuate last night and early this morning. There is a red flag warning issued from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. The sheriff says if an actual evacuation order is issued, time for residents to evacuate will be short. Residents in the area around the Middleman fire are encouraged to be prepared and vigilant if and when those orders are issued. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.